This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, if you want to jump online, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, taking phone calls from over 100 affiliates in the United States of America, as well as 53 countries without. So again, the lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. We were gone yesterday. I want to give a shout out to Dave Devenmauer, Coach Dave. Thank you for taking the show over for us for that day. We were actually out in Alexandria, Minnesota, rocking and rolling there, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in is our job, and that's exactly what we're doing. Read Luke 19:10. A week and a half before that, we were actually in Amory, Wisconsin, folks. It was packed. Wisconsin rocks. Minnesota, you did really well yesterday. Minnesota rocks. I don't know what's going on out there in Arizona. When we were out in Arizona, it was just like everybody was asleep. Now is not the time to sleep, America. Now is the time to wake as to what's going on in this country. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want to highlight some of the things that are taking place across the country. And I want to dismantle the lies every step of the way. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, what can we expect during the summer of rage? Protests, violence, confrontations, and crazy leftists. Well, it's interesting. Yesterday, when I was doing my program out in Alexandria, Minnesota, it was interesting. I asked those folks there who the left was. Just like I'm asking you to define the left for me. I kept asking them the question, who's the left? You folks keep talking about the left. Who are the left? And they're all looking at me, trying to figure out where I was going with this. And I had to convey to them, I'm not trying to go anywhere outside of the fact that I'm asking you a simple question. You have taken on the media talking points, and I want to know when you call the left, define the left for me. And yet nobody can do it. When you're talking about the left, you're talking about the lefty lawless, right? Those that will not be ruled by the law. Now, taking that over to the headlines here, what can we expect during the summer of rage, protests, violence, confrontations, and crazy leftists? Folks, why do you have a left? Only you can answer that question. I mean, talking about stupidity, and just think about it. This is the grown-ups broadcasting the lies of the CIA-controlled media. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, again, bringing in Saul Alinsky, the disciple of the devil himself, he's the one that said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Folks, do you remember Michael Brown when he got shot by that cop in Missouri? Do you remember all the outrage that was going on? Remember how the media kept blowing up all the outrage and the protest and the violence? And remember when the common man went out with the camera and started asking people questions as to what was going on? And the young black folks there in Missouri, we're saying, listen, there's a lot of provocateurs sent in. And we played the audio for you. Provocateurs were sent in to stir it up. The brown shirts were sent in to stir it up. Why would the brown shirts be sent in to stir it up? Why would the provocateurs be sent in to stir it up? Because they have to create the domestic insurrection. During that same time that Michael Brown was shot by the cop who was defending himself against Michael Brown, and all the outrage that was taking place there, we were told. We had on live a pastor out of Missouri during the same time all of these confrontations and this violence and this crazy lefties were just going off. And he had a pastoral meeting. It was multicultural. Read Acts 17:26. It was multicultural. Okay? It means there was blacks, there was Hispanics, there was Hmongs. God doesn't care what color you are. He created color because he loves diversity. All right? I didn't say he was unjust. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. But isn't it interesting when that pastor was asked what was going on in his backyard because of what the media was reporting? He said, what the media is reporting and what I'm seeing in my backyard are two different stories. I'm not seeing what the media is reporting in my backyard. But we did see CNN try to grab a handful of people, like 25 to 50 people, and get them in front of the camera so they could create the war and sell it to America. Because America, they want you unhinged. But again, keep in mind, those that forsake the Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell. So this is where it comes between you and your God. But again, just showing you how the game's played here on earth if you don't want to listen. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Remember William Randolph Hearst said, hey, you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. Folks, how much of this is contrived? How much of this is fake? How much of this continual warfare is actually created by those that you call representatives and the CIA-controlled media? Why? Because they want unrest. They want civil unrest. And like James Madison rightly said, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, no nation can endure continual warfare. And notice behind all the warfare, it's all diversion. That's all it is. To keep your eyes off of what's really going on in your backyard. Isn't that crazy? So let's dismantle the lies here, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I wanted to highlight this. I did. On Monday, I want to remind you, media silent as the United States agrees to full implementation of United Nations Gun Control Pact. Are you paying attention, you sleeping sheeple? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And guess what they're doing, friends? All eyes on the administration and its leader. All eyes off of what really matters. Folks, it's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and outlets such as ours that are bringing news to you that the CIA wants to muzzle. The news that they want to withhold from you because they don't want you to know what's really going on. They don't want you to actually protest their lawlessness. They don't want you to take them to task. They just want to keep fueling the fire and the American people over and over and over again keep falling for sleight of hand. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Does Hillary Clinton want a 2020 rematch against Trump? Well, all you Trumpites, I have a question for you. Why has Donald not prosecuted the likes of Hillary Clinton? How many dead folks are around the Clintons' friends and the numbers continuously climb? Well, but keep in mind, Donald Trump said that they were good people. And it was all political talk when he was talking about that special prosecutor, said he. Hey, folks, what they don't want to do, take responsibility and do it. For after all, you are the government. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us today. Just got back from Alexandria, Minnesota, doing a program there yesterday. Again, giving a shout-out to Dave Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave, for covering the show for us. We totally appreciate it. And we were just highlighting some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. I just highlighted right before the end of the last break. I'm sorry, the last segment. Does Hillary Clinton want to have a 2020 rematch against Donald Trump? Why is that door wide open for her, folks? How come Donald hasn't convicted her? How come he's not prosecuted her first and foremost? Then we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, evidence is growing that Hillary Clinton is planning on one last run for president in 2020. On Monday, I spent time showing you that she has no support. Literally. Her support is all bought and paid for by the criminals that she's in cahoots with. That's a fact. And those that tolerate her, too, might I add. Apathy. When you're apathetic, folks, you only add strength to tyranny, and that's what we're seeing in this country in so many different ways. Again, evidence is growing that Hillary Clinton is planning one last run for presidency. Again, America, when are you going to hold Donald Trump his feet to the fire and do his promises, friends, concerning the likes of the Clintons? He doesn't want to talk about that anymore. I want to tell you something, friends, firsthand. People are not happy about that promise broken. People are not happy about the Clintons whatsoever. And might I remind you, like I did on Monday, she doesn't have the support. You're being lied to every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Canada Prime Minister Trudeau to provide terror-tied Islamic groups with $23 million. Why? America, well, your eyes are diverted as to what's going on the southern border. I've told you time and time again to pay attention as to what's going on in Canada. Many believe that Canada will be used as a staging point to attack America. And if that was not true, and if it were not true, America, I have another question for you. Why is it that nobody's talking about those 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? It was reported by both Fox News in 2009, Fox News in 2009, as well as, believe it or not, CNN. And they did a good report. America, you need to open your eyes as to what's going on, and the only thing that's going to open your eyes is the anointing of the Holy One of Israel. Period. It's just the facts. Like it or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, North Carolina, a Muslim inmate fasted for Ramadan. Now he's suing the prison for $250,000 for denying him lunch. Now, how many know, folks, what is encouraging these people to come into America and attack we the people? Your sin. That's finding you out. That's what it is. Numbers 32:23. But aside of that, friends, doesn't it amaze you that these people are so emboldened to come into the United States of America as the victims, and then once they get here, they begin to attack? And furthermore, maybe someone should tell this inmate that when he broke the law in the United States of America, he lost his rights. He doesn't have any more rights. He forfeited his rights. He's incarcerated. He's been arrested. He's been jailed for his crimes against the law. Period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, for those that did not know, Brett Kavanaugh, a controlled judge who aided in cover-up of Vince Foster case. Now, that's absolutely interesting to me, but it doesn't surprise me whatsoever because it's nothing more than circus of politics. I've shared with you in the past, friends, that pro wrestlers, I got a little curious one day. And as I took the time to study out the pro wrestlers, I noticed that those that the media, the WWF, WWE, whatever they call themselves today, the Pro Wrestling Federation, isn't it interesting to note that many of those that are put up to be arch enemies in the public are in fact best of friends behind closed doors? Do you think for one moment that's not happening in politics? And keep in mind, pro wrestler, love him or hate him, former Governor Jesse Ventura said that that pro wrestling and politics are identical. Of course they are. If that's happening in wrestling, do you think that this is not happening in politics? Give me a break. Brett Kavanaugh, a control judge who aided in cover-up of Vince Foster case, who allegedly committed suicide, and he just happened to be the one of the people that were killed around the Clintons. Why is he Donald Trump's pick? And by the way, this article is written by an attorney. So we've got the facts on the line telling you what the media doesn't want you to know once again. A control judge who aided in cover up a Vince Foster case. We also know that Brett Kavanaugh is being sold to you again as a conservative, as usual, America. Isn't it interesting to note that one of his cases went in favor of an illegal immigrant that just happened to be a girl that was pregnant and she wanted abortion? He voted in favor of the illegal immigrant, this young lady, to get the abortion on our dime. And again, I'm sure this is the tip of the iceberg, but nothing here surprises me whatsoever. They're always sold as conservative Christians without fail. Unless they're just blatant, what they want to call themselves as socialists or leftists or Democrats or whatever else, folks, concerning the talking points that they want to throw on you and that you have taken on. And it doesn't apply here in this country. But the fact of the matter is, folks, we need to judge them by their fruit as the Lord commanded us to do. Pay attention to what they do, not what they say, because action speaks a lot louder than words. And keep in mind, there's many precedents, I'm sure, and court decisions that he's made where we can go back and find out who he really is for what he really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, ex-sailor, pardoned by Donald Trump, sues Obama and Comey for not prosecuting Hillary. Well, great for the pardon. Man, we appreciate that. But maybe you want to turn around and ask Donald Trump again why he hasn't fulfilled his promises. Why is he so afraid of Hillary Clinton, friends? Why is he so afraid to prosecute Hillary Clinton, especially when he promised to do so? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, flashback, the interview with Justice Injustice, might I add. Ruth Bader Ginsburg demonstrates why she is a traitor within. Well, if you know that she's a traitor within, then why is she sitting at the bench? Oh, that's right. The American people, again, in their ignorance, have taken on the fact that, well, listen, once they're appointed by the president, they're there for life. Really? I got a question for you. Can you show me that in the Constitution? Oh, so now they can sit during bad behavior? Really? No. Article 3, Section 1 tells us if they don't sit during good behavior, friends. And keep in mind, judges don't make law. They discover and apply law. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Then you simply impeach them. Article 2, Section 3. Okay? You want to talk about how she's a traitor and she's committing the act of treason? Then deal with her as such, friends. Article 3, Section 3. I'm so sick and tired of the American people embellishing the crime, but not bringing about the resolve. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I was on a radio interview in the state of Minnesota. During that interview, I was supposed to be on for an hour. It was yesterday morning, before my program in Alexandria. I was told before I got on the radio program that one of the co-hosts is a liberal. She's a progressive. That's how they described her. And she's going to take you to task. And this was all conveyed to me through my wife. So when I got onto the radio program, one guy, I guess, was a conservative, he called himself. And he was a cool guy. And the other one was the progressive, this woman. And she always takes to tasks those that jump on the air. So she did her due diligence on me. And I'm glad she did. Now, what's interesting is during the time that was allotted to me during this interview, once I began to give answers according to the Constitution and according to law, not opinion, not because the state-controlled media said it, or not because of someone saying something through someone else, they were almost paralyzed. It was probably the second weirdest interview I've ever endured, ever. And I've done hundreds and thousands of them, friends. Not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds and thousands. Not one time during the 34 minutes that I was on, keep in mind I was supposed to be on for an hour, at no time did this progressive ask me one question. When I got to the meeting yesterday, I had people come up to me because many heard the interview, and that's the reason they came out. And I said, I got to tell you guys this. And as a matter of fact, I spoke to the whole group. I got to tell you guys, that was the second weirdest interview I've ever endured. I said they were lost. It was like when I was talking about the Constitution of the United States, it was like I was speaking a different language. It was like I was speaking Chinese to them. And folks, I am. To those that are caught up into the media's rhetoric, I am talking Chinese. I'm simply trying to bring resolve. And every answer that I gave during the questions, I gave resolve after I showed them the problem. They did not know how to respond because I wasn't playing the left-right game, divide and conquer. That's why you're in trouble. Because the Constitution is Chinese to so many in America. And shame on you.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says this has to be a warning sign for all Americans.
This is the appropriate supervised scope of an investigation with regards to the 2016 election. Russia meddles. They meddle in Afghanistan where they meddle with the Taliban. They do it in Syria with Assad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. On Monday, I started a message I wanted to give to you really quick. And by the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. I trust that you're going to love that page. We're going to be uploading a couple more videos this week. Again, they're educational videos, giving resolve to the issues in which we face today. Of course, it starts with Acts 20, verse 21. Take the time to read it. Acts 2:38, Matthew 3:2. And again, you will understand clearly as to what I'm saying. If you want to jump over on our Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, and our Facebook account is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. I started a message on Monday, and I asked the question, do you want the sand or do you want the bread? And I brought up a quote by James Madison who said, philosophy is common sense with big words. And in this age, there have risen up in America, especially men who speak perverse things. And they claim to be the good guys. Because in fact, there are many that trouble us with their philosophies and novel interpretations, their opinions, by which they deny the doctrines they profess to teach and undermine concerning the faith that they're pledged to maintain. I mean, it is well that some of us who know what we believe and have no secret meaning for our words should just put our foot down and maintain our standings, holding fast forth the word of life and plainly declaring the foundational truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Constitution in all aspects of life. Philippians 2:16-18. Here's a parable given by Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. This is priceless. In the days of Nero, there was a great shortness of food in the city of Rome. And although there was an abundance of corn to be purchased at Alexandria, a certain man who owned a vessel went down to the seacoast, and there he noticed many hungry people straining their eyes towards the sea, watching for the vessels that were to come from Egypt with food, corn. When these vessels came to the shore one by one, the poor people wrung their hands in bitter disappointment, for on board the galleys there was nothing but sand, which the tyrant emperor had compelled them to bring for use in the arenas. I mean, folks, it was infamous cruelty when men were dying of hunger to command trading vessels to go to and fro and bring nothing else but sand for gladiatorial shows. When wheat was so greatly needed, they needed food, not sand. Then the merchant whose vessel was moored by the quay said to his shipmaster, "Take thou good heed that thou bring nothing back with thee from Alexandria but food, corn, and whereas aforetime thou hast brought in the vessels a measure or two of sand, bring thou not so much as wood, lie upon a penny this time. No sand, just food." He said, "Bring nothing else, I say, but wheat, for these people are dying, and now we must keep our vessels for this one business of bringing food for them. At last, I've seen certain mighty galleys of late loaded with nothing but mere sand of philosophy, opinion, and speculation." And there's a lot of people out here in America today that love to live off of speculation, and I don't know how you live that way at all. But I want to tell you something, because I've said within myself, I will hear nothing and bear nothing in my ship but the revealed truth of God, the Constitution, and namely concerning Jesus Christ, the bread of life so greatly needed by the people. And bringing this to the present, friends, I've noticed in recent years that we have some men on the scene who claim to give the answers to America's godless issues without making reference to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that brings about the result to the issues. Read Deuteronomy 4. I mean, folks, that's like asking the fallen sinner to educate the people in righteousness without grace. How that works, I don't know. Yet as long as the American people have teachers to tickle their itching ears, I guess that the resolve to the lawless issues matter not to so many in our country. Read 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Folks, how foolish. In America today, we have a popular Jewish man who loves to debate and play the answer man to college students across the country. He's a man championed by the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and, of course, a mouth that spills out vulgarities. Folks, I got to tell you something. How many times I've sat with people that claim to be professed Christians, and you give them a half a minute, and here it comes. Out of the abundance of their heart that's not filled with the Holy Ghost, their wicked heart speaks. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And they think they're going to heaven. Read James 1:26. Read Ephesians 4:29. I mean, folks, so what's he educating about? I mean, this guy does a great job of tearing down misconceptions and propaganda in one part while propping up immorality and vulgarity in another. Read Galatians 5:9. I mean, this guy wears a kippah, a skull cap. He wants to show everybody how scholarly he is when it comes to his Jewish religion, but he doesn't practice what he preaches. And all the while denying the deity of the Christ, which he literally does, this again is like the scientist discovering God's creation and then denying the Creator and taking praise unto oneself as a teacher that need educate the creation. How does that work? I don't know. It's like the scientists that want to be praised for their discovery of God's creation, but they don't want God to be praised for his creation. conservative, adjective. Preservative. Conservative means preservative. Having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. The reason America's backs are up against the wall, the reason Americans are painted into a corner, because they are bedazzled, folks. They are completely taken by the intellect of these men. They love, people do, to watch debate, to see who's smarter than the other guy. But it's interesting because God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. You're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. And going back to the conservatives, as the conservatives are praising this godless man who portrays himself to be a God-fearing conservative, he strains at the gnat and swallows the big camel in hopes that nobody pays attention to it. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." Matthew 5:13. Hey, folks, salt is a preservative to stop putrefaction. Do you understand? It stops putrefaction. So the meaning of Christ's words is that the salt represents those of great worth and reliability in the honoring of God's word and law without compromising to preserve morality. It seems almost inevitable as a law of nature that a man who is not sound in his life cannot be sound in his judgment. Yet, the people in America put him up as so. I mean, wisdom will not hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. I mean, folks, a pure theology and a loose morality will never blend, ever. I just recently had A couple weeks ago, I noticed a guy that I had more respect for 2 weeks ago than I do now, who was talking about how his favorite commentary, or the narrator that gives forth commentary, is a secularist. And it's interesting how people don't understand that these men are fighting with a wooden, blunt sword. They don't have the Spirit of God. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. If they're not preaching the Word of God, you're playing the game if you subject yourself to them. Preaching the Word of God, and I'm talking about in balance. Not a false balance. I'm not talking about the lunacy that you see out there in the church today. I'm talking about a proper balance. Because the Bible tells us a false balance concerning the Word of God is an abomination in the sight of God. A pure theology and a loose morality will never blend. Then we have another man. And by the way, you probably know who I'm talking about. And I'll bring up another one. We have another man who wears sunglasses. By the way, he thinks he's a woman. Who wears sunglasses, dressed up like he's from the 1990s, and during his question and answer sessions to, again, college student, he acts out as if he's some sort of pop culture star, when in fact, he is a full-fledged sodomite, even defending pedophilia, with a whore's forehead, claiming to speak on the behalf of those who call themselves conservatives. And the conservatives, self-proclaimed conservatives, are drinking it all in. They love it. He's a smart dude. But again, keep in mind, the model of heaven is a child. And I started off this whole piece, friends, with the fact that philosophy is common sense with big words, said President James Madison. And I'm going to give you more clarity on that. And yes, we will finish this show before the end of our time today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Let's say it together. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We were just talking about the popular Jewish teacher, a young Jewish teacher who's championed by the conservatives, who has a filthy mouth. What shows you what's in his heart? Has the love of God been shed abroad in his heart? Of course not, but because... not because I said so, but because, again, judging him by his fruit, but because this man also denies the deity of Christ, but he's entertained the minds of millions in this country. And the conservatives that profess to be conservatives champion this guy as a conservative, of course, because they're measuring themselves to him and by him. In whatever way that may be, that's exactly what they're doing. And then I talked about... how we have a young man who wears sunglasses dressed up like he's from the 1990s, who's a full-fledged sodomite, even defending pedophilia. And the conservatives think this guy's great, too, because after all, he's an intellectual giant. Huh. And then we have a couple more that claim to be preachers who use innuendo and filth every step of the way. And by the way, it's not a good position to put yourselves in. But while Bibles, I guess what I need to ask there is when you see, there's this one guy out there. It's craziness. I'm about a half a step of just cracking this whole thing open. I really am. Because these guys need to be called out. They really do. And by the way, this isn't my purpose, is to put their light out and make mine brighter. I'm not doing that at all. I'm not in this for fame. If I was, folks, I'll tell you what, this is the wrong business to be in if you want to get famous. Preach the word. Bury your cross. You don't get famous that way, friends. And if you do, your reputation and saving face belongs to the Lord, Philippians 2. Not myself, but I'll get to that in a moment as well. We have a couple self-proclaimed preachers, again, who use innuendo and filth every step of the way. The question is what Bible are these reprobates reading? They don't have the Spirit of Christ. Ezekiel 22, verse 26. Tea Party favorites across the country claim to be some sort of standard among Americans behind closed doors. Friends, they're godless, adultery, committing, drinking hypocrites. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Folks, I can tell you, when I first was initiated to the national scene, when I was invited to a couple of these big meetings these conservatives were having, it didn't take me 5 minutes to figure out why we were in trouble. It's not just the church. It's those that call themselves conservatives. They're no different between them and themselves and the world that they declare of themselves that they're warring against. I mean, you would see some of these women literally at every one of these meetings hanging out with all the guys, and they were married, and their husbands were at home, faithful to them. I remember one time we were in Missouri, and I was, you know, this is the beginning days. This was the learning stage for me. But we got up and started sharing with the people how you can bring about resolve. There must have been 400 people there. Not a one of them wanted to hear that we were actually in public schools. Rather than talking about the problem, we were addressing it by going in to the enemy's land, where our kids are at. They didn't want to hear it because they knew that the responsibility fell on them to bring about resolve, and they didn't want anything to do with it. I remember some of these conservative leaders, man, they'd be talking a big talk, and then all of a sudden you'd go back to your room and you'd walk by the restaurant and they would be up at the bar boozing it up. I mean, you want to talk about a letdown? Jeremiah even talked about that. He said, "Where are the great men? Go find them." He couldn't find them. It's a hard place to be, folks, but it's a great place to be. What an opportunity we have. Or what about this? How about all of them that have sold their souls to the golden calves of the day, you know, the sponsors? That's why they only take it to a certain limit before they turn and capitulate. Instead of actually declaring what they should be declaring, they know their limits because the sponsors will only put up with so much. I mean, they've sold their souls to the golden calves. I could name them, friends. You should know exactly who I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, they're the mediators between the Democrats and the Republicans, and they fuel it all day. And yet, they're respected by Americans that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives in the United States of America. What's your problem? See, they do everything but tell you what it takes to preserve this country, and I want to tell you what it takes. Action. They tell you what you should do, but they don't do it themselves. Matthew 23, verse 3. Again, this is why Americans are losing ground year after year and why it is their backs are up against the wall. It's a good old boys club, friends. I mean, if they're going to lose their country, let's do it in a party spirit. And that's exactly what they're doing. Shameful. Again, these are the same people giving you the same talking points as to dividing Americans. Mark 3:25, one against another, the left versus the right, they say. The Democrats versus the Republicans, they say. Socialists versus the conservatives, they say. And what is scary, they actually believe the CIA-controlled media when conveying to you the information that they've been given over the airwaves to you. Jonah 2:4. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Oh, America, how Americans forsake their own mercy. Jesus said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15:14. I asked one of my friends who's a national radio show. He's got about 225 radio stations across the country. I asked him one day, I said, hey, I'm just curious, Bill. What is it that... What sort of taste do I leave in the mouths of people when I leave? He said, you're a bull in a tea shop or in a china shop. Good. Good. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Jeremiah 23:29. Absolutely it is. Did Jesus not speak one as having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day? You better bet your bottom dollar. He spoke boldly as one having authority. And the Bible tells us that they said nothing unto him because he spoke boldly. I know the image you have in your minds of Christ, and it's not scriptural. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So as Americans, we need to get back to the book, the Bible, that will point the way to the liberty that God promises, yet on His term, not on ours. And many of these men are without a doubt very intellectual and at the same time very carnal. But let me remind you that God speaks to the heart and not the head. Furthermore, it is simplicity that is in Christ. Again, a child is the model of heaven. Matthew 18:2 through 4. Not some intellectual philosopher, which in many situations is nothing more than a man giving forth big words with common sense meaning by the way, folks, or should I say which, by the way, he can't explain. And the reason he can't explain it is because he doesn't understand it. He loves the praise of men. And that's why they're there. How many times these sort of men, these intellectuals, are found to be without understanding? How could they when it goes no further than their mouths? Titus 1:16. And their own intellectual capacity, they're limited, friends. Why? Because, and again, they cannot explain what they do not understand from the heart. And without the Spirit of God and the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4:12, they are ministering from their own wicked hearts, Jeremiah 17:9, like fighting, as I said, with a wooden blunt sword. Friends, again, if they preach not the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm here to tell you that they and who listens to them are fools for their pains. 2 Corinthians 3:16. And don't forget, friends, that you will never go beyond those that you allow to teach you. You know, the Bible says that Peter and John and the apostles were unlearned and ignorant men, but people perceived that they were with Jesus. Whoa! Know who you follow. Know who you listen to and pay attention to those that you allow to influence you, friends. And you need to ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. Let me point my finger again. Christ is the bread of life. John 6:35. Christ is the bread of life, which feeds men's souls, as well as sets men free. And that is, of course, if you follow Him, in Him alone. John 8:36 and John 14:6. Read it when you get a moment, friends. I want to tell you something. In all sincerity, we love you by what we do. We love you enough to tell you the truth, regardless of the reproach or contempt that may fall back upon us. We're giving you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. And might I add, friends, if you would go check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out the store. See if there's not something on there that may minister to you or to someone that you may know. And again, we always appreciate your support. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.